Here's what I'm going to suggest, then.
I'm sorry. I'll read the first sentence of the fourth paragraph. It should be noted that communities that failed and enacted necessary floodplain management regulations by September 25th. So it's really September 25th that things are coming.
Okay, fine.
We can do it by the 25th. We cannot do it by the 1st. Okay. May I please see an ordinance on the next meeting agenda? On for introduction, and everybody's going to read it and talk about it before we introduce it, okay? Can you guys do that, please?
As long as I'm healthy again by midweek, you'll have something by the end of next week.
Yes.
Well, you're not allowed to be anything other than that.
No,
I
don't
know
worry.
Why you're saying that.
No, everything will be fine.
Anything else on this?
Other flood things that we need to just share with the community. I don't know if this is the place to do it.
You know what? I'm going to be a little lax because we have a combined workshop and regular meeting, so okay. Go ahead.
We had a engineering T&M provided a presentation on a flood control proposal for the town Saturday, the June 27th?
20th,
I'm sorry. All right. It was sparsely attended, but it was a very, very excellent presentation. We have the hard copy of the presentation, and it'll be available. We're going to do it again because, to some degree, it's very important that everybody understand what we're doing about the flood mitigation efforts in town.
I will state that it is the single most important improvement that we will make, and it is extremely expensive. So it is well worth your time to educate yourself or inform yourself as to what is going on. It will also alleviate some stress in areas where the water is a problem right now, to know that your government is working on it and that there's going to be an improvement in the near future.
The third thing is that we met with Army Corps of Engineers and the DEP.
The 2nd.
It was a while ago.
July 2nd.
July 2nd.
July 2nd. All right. Essentially, the Army Corps has a flood control project that involves the entire bayshore from mm-hmm. Keyport to the Highlands Bridge. This project has been going on for about 20 years. This meeting was called for by the Army Corps, and it was in the Army Corps needs help from Highlands to get residents of shore properties to give them access to the Army Corps technicians who need to take core soil samples, all right, because along the shore, they will be building several flood control measures, and it varies along the entire shore. But it includes Mayor's property, includes my property, mm-hmm. all right? And I am dead set against it.
Me too.
I have been dead set against it. I came away from this meeting with the Army Corps being somewhat mollified that they are considering the essential characteristic of the town, that is that we are seashore and we need access to the water. And they've done some things that are not inconsistent with that, all right? But the end result of the meeting is that they were supposed to give us drawings, and I don't think we have them yet.
I spoke to them earlier this week, and Mr. O'Connor and
Christine,
I have stated that information is forthcoming. And I'm actually getting an electronic copy of the TOBO information that Christine had.
Okay, that's what we want.
That's coming.
So our plan is to have another meeting, both going over our flood control proposals and the Army Corps proposals, all right, with much more data than they had at this meeting, all right? And we will advertise it, and we'll make sure everybody understands about it. But the key part of it is, in our mind, at least in my mind, is a fair amount of what we need to do for ourselves can be the Army Corps may do for us as part of their work. And so that what would be a Highland course may become an Army Corps course. Everybody else, everybody out there who owns shore property and who's impacted has to make up their own decision. There's no way I'm making a recommendation that we bless what the Army Corps wants. But we do. We should listen. At every step along this process, Highlands is going to be saying, stop. We don't want this anymore. So we have an awful lot of control, all right? But the other side of it is once we say we don't want it, they're not going to come back and do it. And B, once we say we don't want it, and then we ask them for permission to do our own work, I don't know how helpful they're going to be at that either. So if this is kind of a balance. But the key part of it is that we are doing the flood. We are doing things positively about the flood. And you guys... We'll do it. We had it on a Saturday. I don't know if that was a good date, and that's why there wasn't a lot of attendance. We can do it at night. You know, we'll make those decisions as it comes ready. But we're waiting for data from the FEMA. All right, we'll have it electronically. We're going to make it way easy to get a hold of it. There's nothing secret about it. All right, and we'll go forward. But it's a interesting stuff, and we are trying to. Highlands will get help at the end of the process. Thank you, Mayor.
Okay, you're welcome. Next item under other business is MCBCF ordinance regarding elimination of state imposed unfunded mandates.
Okay. It's County Board of Chosen Freeholders.
Yeah, MCBCF.
Has adopted this.
So
ordinance.
Moved.
Yeah, we really don't need to say
they're
much
urging
more.
More support.
Yeah. So, what do we need to do with this? We need to
put it on the agenda for the next meeting.
I think the idea. Do we have a second person that wants to put it on the agenda? Okay. I think all in favor of doing it. Number five is a request for a game permit from the HBP.
This is their annual game permit for the Clan Fest.
Okay.
Seconded.
Is this an all in favor or roll call? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Go for it. Number six, request for special liquor license, HBP and VFW. Anybody want to talk about this? I know we all know what it is. All right, I'm going to talk about this. Basically, the VFW annually at the Clam Fest has a beer garden, and they do make funds. It is their single most important, if not their only, fundraising opportunity in the year. They do piggyback off the efforts of the HBP. Likewise, the HBP has a budget which has not been fully funded by this governing body. They need to make up the difference in order to continue the events that they have obligated themselves to continue for this season, and to have the additional cash flow that is required for them to continue operation into next year. They are attempting to raise those funds by having a beer garden of their own. I think, in my opinion, the two should not be in conflict. I can understand the nervousness involved with a change of this sort, but I would be supportive of a special liquor license for the HBP in addition to the special liquor license the VFW this year at this year's Clam Fest. Is there anyone at the table that wants to voice an opinion?
Mayor, you know, during the whole Clam Fest, for 15 years or so, it was droving into nothing can be the same, you know, not two, you know, two nothing. Seafood, yeah, but nothing two, you know. Now the bid, they got cut, they want to take it away from the veterans. And they're going to take it away from the veterans. If it's in the middle of the park, they're going to the middle of the park before they go to the VFW. The police department had the veterans put it in the backyard. You know, had to lock them up in the backyard. Couldn't be no kids around it. Nothing like that. Lock them up in the backyard. They can have their beer garden. Now this one's going to be out on Bay Avenue. And, you know, I don't think it's the place to put it. You know, and I think it's going to hurt the fundraiser of the veterans, and
I'm against having two beer gardens there. And you're going to have to put more police on, too. And, you know, that's another thing. We're going to cut down on police officers down there this year, because you get each department to cut down on their, you know, trying to save money. Now the chief's got to put more guys on.
Do you have an alternative for the HBP raising money at the Clam Fest? Because they do need to do something.
You know, why can't they find something else to raise, you know?
Do you have a suggestion?
I don't have none.
Johnny, do you have a suggestion? This game why do they gotta
raise?
Just...
Why do they gotta raise it all at the Clam Fest? Why don't they run something else during the year, you know, on a Saturday or Sunday, you know?
Okay, well, I think
it's Oktoberfest, you know? Why can't they do something between August and Oktoberfest?
I think traditionally the HBP has made the bulk of their fundraising money, the fundraising dollars, in the Clam Fest. There have been years where the Clam Fest has run at a deficit or at a lower profit than in others, but weather permitting, it is their big money maker. So I think it is appropriate for the HBP to try to make as much money as they can this year, and I think that their best opportunity to do that is the Clam Fest. The gaming permit that we just approved, that's for the Games of Chance. Is it possible for us to provide a gaming permit to them to run a Super 50-50, which we turned them down for earlier? And this way, they wouldn't have to necessarily compete with the VFW or expect to make all their money from the beer garden.
I think this is Super 50-50.
That's your games, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's the money wheel.
That's the money wheel.
We applied for eight raffle licenses, and we did not apply for the Super 50-50.
Because there was a big argument here. I witnessed
it. Last year regarding the hurting the fire department, so...
Right. I think at this point we're one town, we're one community. I understand the majority of this governing body's intent in reducing taxes and trying to give businesses a break. I told you earlier I don't agree with that because the businesses didn't tell me that. You did. But I understand that intent. And I know you do want them to be self-sufficient and raise money. But if you don't let them have a permit to do anything, they're not going to be able to. And that's not going to be their fault. That's going to be ours.
I mean, to be honest, they had the $5 ticket last year, and it wasn't really a problem because we had hourly tickets. You had weekday tickets. Yeah, it was upsetting at first, but it is what it is, and everybody had to make money. It was too indifferent.
All right, I am going to recognize the president of the HBP because it is other business, and we are discussing.
But we did pass it on the table.
Wait a minute.
We did pass it on the table last year.
Yes.
Okay. You know, couldn't be that upset if I voted yes if you look on the back of the record.
Okay.
You know?
Ensured the chief 1,000 times. We reduced the hours on the garden so it wouldn't be open through the entire Clam Festival. It's not going to be open early at noon when the Clam Fest opens. We felt a limited number of hours, like the dinner hour, because a lot of, and we also felt it wasn't going to hurt the VFW for many years. Like I said, we helped them fundraise. We've also paid them $500 a year to put a couple of rides, to put a ride in their parking lot, and we had every intent to for line, we weren't gonna sell, you know, the less expensive beer. It would be more like, you know, a higher end beer to have a plant and seafoods. And we were gonna enclose it very, visually appealing, so that it wasn't, you know, like right out in the open. Before, I think when the chief had the VFW moved to the back, it's because we had rides with children in the same lot that they were serving here. This is not going to be the case. There won't be anything else in that lot. It's going to be totally enclosed except for the same entrance. We provided a map at the same entrance entering and exiting the garden. And, you know, so we think it's going to be really safe. We're committed to making sure, putting our name on the line, and like I said, reducing the hours, or so that it's not like we're closing it, I think, an hour early, so that, you know, people don't linger around after the festival's over. So rather than waiting till 11 and trying to clear people out by 12, we close it at 10 and opens it later in the afternoon, so it wasn't like an all day thing. So anyway.
Okay. Well, thank you for all of that information. It is helpful in trying to make a decision. Is there anybody else at the table who wants to have any discussion on this?
One thing, you know, I could understand, but when the VFW got moved, they should have been given the opportunity to make a better garden in the front, maybe, under the same provisions. Why has it changed now? Number one, and number two, I do believe it's going to hurt them guys. You know, they're way in the back as it is. You know, you put them way in the back so they can't compete.
Thank you. Would like to talk.
Are they setting up tables in their beer garden?
The HBP?
Yes.
We were going to do like maybe six, just a limited amount. We really don't want to encourage people lingering there. It's more to, like, you know, I said, have your beer and your clams and kind of go.
And Joe, are you comfortable with that location?
Well, we went over the area. The way it was planned out, yes, there won't be any rides there, won't be any games in there. So as far as that alone goes,
anybody else at the table want to make any comments? Yes, I've listened to the HBP. I see lots of hands up. I know that this gentleman in the back is involved heavily with the VFW, and I think it's appropriate for me to call on him right now. Don Mandrop.
Don Mandrop from VFW. You read that form, they want to know where the money's going. And our money goes to pay for our insurance, also to help the veterans in the hospital. In the nursing home. This here is going to the kid program. Even after the VFW, Joe made us move to the back. But you're saying now, Joe, is we can come to the front parking lot. You told me the other day, no, you cannot go into the front parking lot. You have to be caged in.
You do.
Well, we do. We got to be caged in the rear, behind our building. And now you're setting the thing right up on the street. You're going to hurt the driftwood, you're going to hurt the clatter too. And the VFW has been running for years. They've been looking to cut our throat, and now I found out a lot of them have no love for the veteran. And I'm surprised at Boris.
All right. Your comments has been noted for the record. Just from the table here, there's certainly no intent on the part of the Borough Council to injure anyone. As I said in the beginning, we are one community. There are valid reasons to fundraise this year on part of both the VFW and the HPP, and I think this table, as a governing body, needs to determine how we are going to allow the HPP to make up their difference and how we are going to allow the VFW to have a fundraiser. I think it's very important that both organizations be given an opportunity to fundraise. Now, I see a lot of hands, and it is not public portion.
Yeah.
Is Mr. Eldridge the head of the VFW? Okay, Mr. Eldridge, let's recognize you.
Drew Eldridge, commander of VFW 6902. First thing I want to do is thank you all for your service. I'm 38 years old. It's the first time I've been in one of these things. And I tell you, it's a hell of a lot easier being in Iraq than where you're at. I know where Miami is, you know. I'm not here to speak about the HBP, you know. I'm not, you know, my father told me a long time ago, I sweep my side of the street, all of a sudden the neighbors are sweeping theirs, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to tell you we're a small post. The Clam Fest, you know, they're right, we sell cheap beer, you know, we do. And we make enough money in those 6 days or whatever it is to stay open all year. And I will promise these fine people one thing. I'll tell my neighbors, I'll tell my friends, and I'll tell their family, and I'll do what I've done my whole life, be in your restaurants, I guarantee it. And, you know, I'm here to ask you to give us a beer garden, and, you know, we need it, and we do good things with that money. We don't just run a bar down there. You know, we pay for veterans to get to hospitals. We help people pay their mortgages. You know, it's a good, solid organization that does good things for the town and for the country. And I think about Teddy Roosevelt said, if a man's willing to go overseas and fight and die for his country, then when he comes home, he ought to be given a square deal by the people that govern him. That's all we're asking for, is a square deal. Thank you.
So, government, what do you want to do? We need to let the HBP raise some funds somehow. This is their signature event. We don't want to hurt the VFW. Does the HBP president have a suggestion? And Mr. Phillips got his finger up too.
The big thing is that, because for me, I was always not wanting to have any interest in selling beer for my festival. I just thought it was a distraction that we didn't really need. But year after year, people come in and they say, well, can't we get a beer with our steamers, fried clams? Well, yeah, you have to go over there and go back to the bottom. And they said, oh, forget it. We'll just go to Logan's. they want that. That just completes the experience they have here. So that's one of the things. The second thing is that beer company really, really want to give us a lot of money to help pump up the plant festival to advertise. We don't want to be undercutting the VFW. I don't want to be undercutting the pilot or any other business. It's a business. You know, we're a business. We're a business entity. We're doing the right thing for the customer. And that's what they want. They're asking for beer. So my idea was, we'll sell the craft beer similar to the Oktoberfest, high-end prices. Heck, if you want to sell Budweiser and Coors Light, we'll give all those proceeds to the VFW. We're not looking to make money on the sale of beer per se. We're looking to complete the experience for the Clam Fest for the out-of-town guests.
I like the idea of you trying to work something out so that you're both benefiting and they're not hurt.
We could probably double the amount of money the VFW brings in.
Now here's
maybe not so much this year, because I don't really expect a lot of people to be coming down this year. So things are a little slow.
Because of the bridge.
But we could seriously keep it up and give everybody what they want. I don't think anybody on the board disagrees that if you don't want to have beer while you're eating your plants.
Yeah, here's a question I have for all of you. And I know we're going away from the meeting format a little, but we're kind of under the gun here. Today's July 15th. The Clam Fest is the first weekend in August. And our next meeting isn't until after this. Carla?
Board members here, and in addition to the $500 donation, obviously we really need their parking lot just as much, to be able to have a decent amount of rides. That's another issue we're faced with right now. And Bruce can tell you they were getting wires removed today just so we could try to get a couple of rides, because it's such a small area.
heard anybody at this meeting tonight say anything about not giving you that north block.
But,
I mean, I can understand why you'd be concerned. But
well, I believe it was translated to Ms. Bucko that we wouldn't get the lot.
I know you're concerned. I didn't hear that tonight. I will address that if I hear it tonight. Okay. But I'm not hearing that from Mr. Eldridge, and I'm not hearing that from Mr. Mandra. What I'm hearing, and correct me, gentlemen, if I'm wrong, what I'm hearing is that you're worried about not being able to raise funds. And this is when you usually do it. And I hear the same concern from the HPP. So what I'm suggesting is there a way, I think the complaint by the VFW, and excuse me for intruding in what really should be between the two of you, but we're out of time. So I'm going to be a little proactive here. Is there a way, I think their concern at the VFW is that you're more prominent, you're in front, people might not realize they're there. Is there a way you two can come up, you two groups can come up with something that will remedy that, where both of you make money, you're not really competing, you're offering different beverages, and we need to make sure the chief is happy with however you do it.
What if we
I'm sorry, Mr.
and I'm not sure, Chief, how this, we apply for a social affairs permit. I know it's listed as a special liquor license, I'm assuming that's
the same thing. Yes.
Okay. So what if we went in on it together and they sold the
lower end
of beer, domestic beer,
we'll sell the other
beer. And
I like
sold
that.
The, I don't know how it works.
And I would recommend that, Chief, you allow both locations somehow, because you don't want people going to the VFW backyard not being able to find it, but you also want the VFW to take advantage of whatever's up front. So I don't know.
Or maybe I can pull the board on a special vote to, and I think we have a farmer, well, maybe not, but to maybe give a certain percentage of our beer garden to the VFW in addition.
I like what I'm hearing. So.
Procedurally,
first of all, Mr. Phillips, do you have something you want to add?
I wanted to say that I have a whole list of things, but the conversation is going in a different way.
Oh, please feel free to take it where you need it to go. Take the conversation where you need it to go.
Okay. I didn't want to do this, but I'm going to do it now. I will paraphrase this by saying I heard from two council members, Rebecca that they'd like to see the bid stay in business if we could find a way to self-fund. And this is a way we have to self-fund. But more importantly, I'm going to read a letter that was sent to Carla Braswell, president of the Highlands Business Partnership, dated July the 9th, RV Special Events. Dear Ms. Braswell, as we edge toward November 2009, it is important that we consider the special events in the borough. We all know that it is necessary to the future of the Highlands Business Partnership to have a way to generate revenue and to become a self-sustaining entity. With that in mind, in moving forward past the November 2009, does the Highlands Business Partnership plan to conduct or promote special events as a means to accomplishing this? It is important that I have your response from the partnership as soon as possible. Thank you for your cooperation. Very truly yours, Borough of Highlands Governing Body, Nina Blackwell. Okay, so this is a letter that was sent to the bid telling us that we have to try to promote and raise funds so we can be self-sufficient from the governing body of the town. So that leads me to believe that there should be some room in here to negotiate this. And then I wrote a little note to myself, and I'm going to read it because I think I'm obligated to myself to do this. You have put us in a position where we have to raise funds, but at every turn you're strangling the HPP. We understand that others have asked for a special permit, for example, the firehouse on St. Patrick's Day Parade, who I forgot they sold mugs and kept the beer flowing without a special permit. So allow others in town to hold events without even applying for a permit. You've taken away my ability to pay the HPP assessment through taxes, assessments. You've taken away my garbage pickup. You enforced your own ordinance regarding ABC licenses that are more costly than required by the state. And now you want to refuse our application for a special social permit. You have told us that we must be self-sufficient turn, you limit or deny our ability to raise money. HPB pays for these events. Therefore, we should be allowed the opportunity to raise money so that we are assured of the funds to pay all of our bills that occur when we put on the Clam Festival. It costs us $35,000+. And I love this town. I love the things that go on. I happen to be a veteran. And I know what the VFW does. I know what the American Legion does. I know what the HBB does for this town. The only thing we're asking for is a shared event. We'd be more than happy to police it. Any way the chief would like to have us police it, we'd be more than happy to support the VFW in any signage that we possibly could do or anything we could do. We could be more than happy to poll our board members and see if we can come up with a percentage to help the VFW. We need to have these particular funds to be able to become self-sustainable, as the letter from the governing body of the town tells us we must do. I'm not asking for anything at all that is not following your request. And that request is become self-sufficient. We have an opportunity. That opportunity says we can go ahead and earn some dollars. We'd be more than happy to share part of those dollars with the VFW. We'd be more than happy to share anything with anybody in the town that we've been trying to do for the 9 years we've been here. We just would like to have a fair shake.
Okay.
And that's what I have to say. I thank you very much for your time and putting up with my ramblings. I really appreciate it.
I just got one thing to say from Mr. Phillip. I know Mr. Phillip for a long time. Jim, you know, on the letter and stuff you wrote there, you know, I gotta say, some of it, you know, we spend a lot of money in this borough too on the events. The taxpayers, not the business people like you, the taxpayers.
That's us too.
I'm a taxpayer too. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Mr. Phil.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. If you don't like it, there's the door.
No. You don't get to do that. Hang on.
I can do it, Mayor.
Excuse me.
Okay?
I'm talking to Mr. Phil.
Okay?
Excuse me. I'm going to recognize Councilman Chiazza. Councilman, you may speak. I will ask those in the audience, please, to wait until Mr. Chiazza is finished, and you will be able to speak. Go ahead.
Jim, I know you for a long time, and, you know, the taxpayers spend a lot of money on these events, too. I'm tired of hearing it's the bid that spends the money. The taxpayer spends the money, too, Jim. And the things were with the Clam Festival, you couldn't have two of the same thing all these years. You know, if you're going to have two of the same thing, let it be a free-for-all for everybody, all the businesses. Bars, Lusty, and all that. They try and sell different things, you know, all them people. You know, that's what I can't get, you know. The bid pays for everything. The taxpayers paid for a lot of the event, too, you know. They put the public works down there. They clean it up. We pay the electric. We pay the PD, okay? $35,000. I know, it's you, too. It's me, too. So, you know. And part of the businesses pay too. Just like when you needed, you know, something better than a generator down there. We spent the money for you. Okay? We're not, you know, that's it. You know, you'd say, you know, we're trying to kill you. You know, why do you need to get beer? I don't drink, so, you know, just like the ocean. I don't go in the ocean, so build condominiums out there. Put a wall up 10 foot high. You know, it doesn't, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, got to be done.
Well, Ms. Braswell, before you continue, I know that there are others sitting toward the center who have been trying to make comments. So if there is one or more of you that would like to be heard at this moment, I'd like to make that possible for you. Ms. Solomon.
Earlier Becky had said that, you know, since 50-50 there were some problems with it in the beginning when we thought there was going to be two of them running together.
Okay, let me just stop you for a minute. I've been recognizing all of you. I know who you are. The record is not reflecting your addresses. Right. I know you're Marina Bay Court.
102 Marina Bay.
And it is AJ Solomon, right?
Right.
Okay.
So, and that worked out okay. It didn't really hurt you guys. It didn't really hurt us. You know, we each made some money. I got to tell you, I've never once in my life walked back to there to get a beer, ever. In all the years that I've been going to the Clam Fest, and every person that I've invited to the Clam Fest, I've never once walked to the EFW to get a beer. No offense, I just haven't done it. And I might buy a beer from if there was one closer. So if I don't see why we can't have one all together. I don't know why we can't have a lower-end beer and a higher-end beer, and we make some of the sales, and they make some of the sales. Maybe we can get their beer for them for free, and every glass they sell is a profit. You know, it's 100% profit for them. I just don't see how you can just say no. Okay, you're right. There was a whatever you're saying about there being only one of this and only one of that. But we were funded before. We're not funded now. Okay, you don't want to fund us. So things have changed. Okay, but we have tried to work together.
Why didn't, wait, that's a good, why didn't these work together 2 months ago on it? With the VFW, go there, you know, sit down, say, you know, our budget. Wait a minute, I'm talking, Carl. You know, sit down and, you know, talk to the leaders and the people in the VFW, the, you know, officers, just like the board you've got, and say, you know, we got cut a few thousand.
I do want to let you know though that we did make an effort after a special event meeting when this became known to myself and to Mr. Hilling and to some others here at the borough. We made an effort to contact people at the VFW to try to have that meeting. I know on two different occasions I had time blocked out on my calendar to do that. I'm not sure if we didn't have the correct phone numbers or we didn't know which individuals. I mean, I know Mr. Eldridge when I look at him. I'm not sure I knew how to get in touch with him myself because I couldn't maybe remember his name. You know, I mean, it's, and please don't be offended. I mean, we made an effort. It was unsuccessful. We're here now. We don't have much time. I would like to see us work something out. And, you know, I really, as a leader in the town, as, you know, the mayor of the town, it hurts me to hear these arguments. There is no cause in this room that is more or less worthy than the other. We need to have a VFW. We have to take care of our veterans. Our life would not be what it is without them. Without businesses in this town, there are no jobs, there are no property values. We don't exist. So we have to have successful businesses. There has to be some kind of economic development initiative. We're a town of 5,000 people. We're a square mile downtown. We got to do something. You can't just set up the business and then say they'll come. So, I mean, I don't think that there is an unworthy cause being discussed here, and there is no them or the other. There's only us. There's only 5,000 of us here. So I really want to hear the bickering stop because it's late at night, and I got to go to court in the morning, and I really don't want to resolve this before I leave here. Okay? Now, I like the suggestions I'm hearing over here. Let me hear from the VFW. Do you have objections to what you're hearing? Do you believe that you might be able to work something out?
I have objections. And by January 1st, the VFW will be out of business.
But we don't want that. We don't want that.
That's what's going to happen.
Okay, I don't want you to
raise your... If we don't pay our insurance, we're done.
Mr. Mandrade, I respect you so deeply, but I don't want to be yelled at.
We're taking over. We've got 110 members, and that's it.
Okay, understood.
And that's the end of it. So you want us out of business 1st of January, you want the property, try to get it.
Okay.
Got to go to National.
Okay, Mr. Eldridge, I don't want to put you on the spot after that.
You're not putting me on the spot. I realize I'm an elected official just like you, and you know, I have people I represent also, and you know, you moved us in the back, and that hurts.
Of course.
And we didn't complain about that. And you know, it's Highlands. Here we are arguing who can sell beer. You know, you can get a beer on any block in town. At least it's good if I was a kid.
Everybody pays money.
Hey, look, I love the town. Where else can you get a bunch of rich property owners tell you they want taxes, and Democrats tell you they don't, you know?
Yeah, right? Okay.
I absolutely love this town. You know, I really do. I love it, and I mean that.
Okay.
I love it. But understand, Don is right. We don't have this beer garden. We're out of business.
Okay.
And that means, you know, I can't support the veterans that are going out of town.
Yeah. The recommendation I'm making as the leader of the town is to work something out. I would like to see your beer garden exist where it is. There are people that are going to go to that beer garden, and they're going to expect it to be there. I don't want to see that disappear. Chief's already approved the location. Beer can be served there. I see no reason. What I am suggesting, really what the bid is suggesting and what I am happy to hear, is that perhaps we can advertise your beer garden up where the food is being sold. And that some high-end beer that you're not selling might be available next to it. They're willing to kick you back some money if necessary. And it sounds to me also like they might be able to make a deal with the beer distributor so you don't have to pay for your supply. How does that sound?
Madam, are you anybody who can sell beer in town?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay, well, because I didn't understand, you know what I mean?
No,
I think everybody should be able to sell beer in town.
No, that's not what I'm asking. So maybe I'm wasting my time. Chief, do you want to help me out here? No? All right, let it die. I don't know what to tell you. Is there a motion at the table? I mean, I really did put a great effort in here, but I don't see anybody working on it but me. So, okay.
I have two.
Mayor, I think there was a proposal that the board members of the bid were talking about that I don't think the BFW heard.
I agree.
Which was, and can I just say what I don't think?
Sure. Understood.
Okay,
well,
I don't think
I have a decision if you can sell it or
not? I don't.
No, that's not
my question.
I'm making an effort here to bridge a gap.
I don't think the bid offer to sell the domestic beer.
I don't think you have to sell that to me. I think you have to sell
it.
Please listen.
We're trying to make
you more money. Don, you're not going to make this money. I've been in the beer business for 40 years. I was doing Valentine's and I'm retired.
Mr. Mandrod, please. Ladies and gentlemen, I have tried very, very hard to keep order in this room. I now have an attorney, two councilmen, and a clerk telling me they can't keep records. I would like to run a meeting. I don't want to do it this way. I want to be nice to you, I want you to be nice to me, and I want to work this thing out. And I don't want everybody talking at the same time, and I would rather you talk to me and listen to each other while you do it, which is the format the meeting is supposed to take. Now this is July 15th, people. The Clam Fest is in 2 weeks. Do you want to sell beer or not? And if you're going to do it, you're going to have to do it to help each other. Bottom line. I'm not asking the VFW to give them permission, and I'm not asking the bid to give the VFW permission. I want to give you both permission. That's provided you guys work it out and I can convince these people to vote three of us yes. Okay? Now, I can't get to the vote if I can't get a suggestion. I heard something come from this side of the room, and this side doesn't understand. Now, I'm willing to let one person tell me the proposal one more time, and then I'm giving up because I need to go home. We're recognizing Carlos Asfalo Braswell, president of the HPP. Go ahead, dear.
What the executive board members kind of suggested was that we would sell the various kinds of beer at our beer truck and get the sponsorship, and we would donate the proceeds from the domestic beer, from the cheaper beer, to the BFW.
All right. In other words, the HPP would like permission to sell all the kinds of beer, okay, and anything that is from the kind of beer that would be the same as the VFW, that money would go over to the VFW. I am seeing the VFW shake their heads.
Like, in other words, we would be obligated in the truck to have one domestic sell, you know, whatever. And we could, we're going to sell by tickets, so everything's going to be measured just as is in the Oktoberfest. I also want to point out that in 9 years of the Oktoberfest, we've never had an incident of safety or a problem.
We're not talking about safety. We're trying to figure out how the VFW gets their money and how you get yours.
When you walk in, you're going to be ID'd and we're going to sell tickets. We have different color tickets for the low-end beer versus the
I don't think
beer.
How does the VFW sell beer? I'm going to ask Mr. Eldridge.
Can.
I'm talking to Mr. Eldridge. I love you, Mr. Mandrop, but I gotta recognize one person. He's in charge.
By the can.
Yeah. Okay, and you collect the cash?
Yes.
Okay, so what the VFW wants, I believe, is cash in their hand when they sell a beer. Can they do that up by the food?
You can't walk
wherever you're doing it?
And you can't. I don't understand the question.
Okay. They're talking about selling all the beer up front together. The VFW needs to get cash.
They still have their beer garden because they're according, you know, they can't. They have to be within so many range. They have a club
right
like this.
Which is our whole issue.
Right.
You just made our point.
So they have to be.
We got to be in the back and we're veterans and they can be up front.
So many feet of their premise because they hold a liquor license. We're asking for a social affairs permit, so it's a different rule. So what we're suggesting is let them have their beer garden at $3 a can. I'm sure many people.
Carla, this is not helping, dear.
We'll still donate.
We were like getting closer and now we're going farther apart.
We'll still donate any domestic beer sales on that color ticket that we sell to the VFW. So in addition to
she wants to sell domestic beer like you are. She wants to do it on a special color ticket and then she wants to give you the money for it.
We don't have to, but we're willing to do it to give them the money. That, you know, from the
Who's speaking? AJ Solomon, Marina Bay Court, 102, is it?
How about if we do it this way? If our beer sales affect them so adversely, can we make up the difference for them?
Can you commit to a dollar figure you're going to donate?
Can
we
commit to a dollar figure for them? I really don't think it's going to affect the sales. I really don't. Because, like I said, I've never walked back here and get a beer ever.
What did you make last year?
How much did you make last year? $8,500.
$8,500 they made last year.
That's your profit. What's your net profit?
$8,500. $5,500 is insurance. And we have to pay for extra insurance because this is a cover.
I'm asking what the net profit is at the end of the day.
Four days is $8,500. And what are you going to sell beer for? $6 a cup?
We were going to sell the high-end beer like we do at the auction.
What kind of beer? Heineken?
The higher-end beer.
There's no such thing as a high-end beer.
Yeah, like the Sam Adams. We sell it for $4 a cup.
All right, I don't know what we're going to do because we have to have a vote. This is your last chance. This is your last meeting. I don't know what you're going to do. You guys are not. If I call for a vote right now, I don't believe this is passing. I can do that. I mean, it's just not resolved. Is there anyone else at the council table that wants to try and talk to these people with this?
The fire department doesn't sell stuff. The VFW doesn't sell stuff.
I know, but you got 2 weeks.
Do you want to put your name on the record?
I'm Arnie Pugh, 50 Valley Street. I've got one suggestion. Since there's this non-competition, why couldn't they sell wine?
Does wine go with Clint?
Well, wine's on the permit anyway. It says beer and wine.
Can the VFW sell their $3 cans where you are?
It was about the experience.
Do you have HPP president? Do you have designated members of the HPP that would be able to work for the VFW at your booth?
Yes.
as members of the HBP assigned to VFW sales of beer.
I'll volunteer to do it.
No, they can't. We just went over that here at the table if you were listening and heard.
The ABC law doesn't allow them to leave their
rest. We've already gone over that. That's why I'm asking.
But they could have volunteers come into that beer garden. Is that what we're asking?
Yeah. I just want them to trust whoever's going to take their money so that we can get this resolved.
I don't see why we can't do both. And if they can legitimately tell us, you know, if it did hurt, which we really don't think it's going to, we'd be willing to donate proceeds of domestic beer.
They want a number.
And we have tickets. You could check our starting ticket number and our ending ticket number, just like we check the ride company.
All right.
Because Francie knows very well how to do that.
Okay. Where are we at the table?
I personally feel kind of victimized by this whole situation. I mean,
it's not event meeting, and yet we're here. But we gave it in, and then after the event meeting, we did reach out.
I didn't hear from anybody. I heard from the drip boy.
The mayor was there,
and nothing's been done in secret. It just didn't get worked out.
And the mayor went to Benny's establishment, and he not only was supported it and was supposed to be here tonight, but also was making recommendations as to the kinds of beer sales and working with the beer sponsor with us. And in addition to that, when Ms. Bucko went to make the meeting for Mayor Little and I to go speak with Mr. Eldridge, I believe she was told by someone at the bar. You were told by a woman or someone working behind the bar
that I should talk
Mr.
to Mr.
Vandrive is in charge of the
press,
not Mr. Eldridge. So Carol kept calling Mr. Vandrive's house trying to set the meeting, but in fact, this is the man who should have been.
That's not entirely true. We haven't changed the man. Mr. Vandrive is the quartermaster who is probably in charge of the plan.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry that we don't understand more about how to contact all of you, and we're going to have to make sure that this doesn't happen again next year or at Memorial Day or anything else that we need to deal with the VFW about. We need to understand better how to get in touch with you all. But as far as this issue, I don't know how we're resolving it. I don't like the idea of not resolving it, and I'm running out of time. I gotta go. We've got other things here. We still have a public portion. I got court in the morning. I can't, I gotta drive to Newark.
Excuse me.
I gotta be awake in the car. Yes, sir.
I have an alternate solution.
Okay.
Mr.
Jim
Phillip,
proprietor, Doris and Ed's.
348 Shore Drive.
Okay,
Doris and Ed's. My suggestion is they have their facility, we have ours. The commander appoints someone for the VFW to sit at the sales table, and when somebody comes in and buys a whatever ticket it is, that ticket goes to him. We then give him the money at the end of the day. He has somebody there.
That's what Carla was suggesting.
Somebody there. If he doesn't trust us, let him put his own person in there. We have nothing. We think it's good for both people. We think that the added publicity that the beer company is willing to give us will boost both of our sales. Is it a perfect solution? There is no perfect solution.
Well, you'll do better next year and the year after
but we can try it all the time. And we're saying he can come in here and sit and put one of his people there. We don't care.
Well, I think it would be beneficial for them to have somebody up there.
We're not closing that off.
All right, where are we at the table? Did we make any headway?
You kissed the VFW goodbye.
I know how you feel, Mr. Andrew. You've said it three times. Here at the table, where are we? Please, Mr. Mandrot. Okay. Yes, Mr. Elgin.
I'll just like it on record that the VFW does not distrust the HBP.
Okay.
I wouldn't bring my children there to eat in your restaurants if I did.
Okay.
Okay? I'm not the one that's making it. We elect people to make these decisions.
are we at the table?
BFW.
Did we take these one motion at a time?
Yeah.
Well, I would like to finish the discussion before we go to motions. I'd like to know where. Well, I think they understand the issue. Let's finish the discussion. Where are we, gentlemen?
I'm all right. There's no resolve between these guys. I'm not going to force a resolve. Should have been worked out beforehand.
This Clam Fest date has been known from the beginning. The lack of funds has been known from the beginning. All of these, please, all of these discussions could have happened 2 or 3 months ago. I don't know that the outcome is going to be different, but the reality is, we're not going to be sitting here 2 weeks before the Clam Fest, and at this point, the VFW is clearly concerned about, I mean, they're talking $8,500 as their income. They don't get it, they're out of business. All right? You have many more opportunities, HPP, to raise money. It's too bad it's not going to happen at the Clam Fest. I think you need to plan another event. It's the reality is there's no time to get this done.
There's no time to plan another event, Chris.
Of course there is, Jim.
There's no money.
Huh?
And there's no money. And there's no money.
Okay. Okay.
Use the volunteers. Jesus.
Okay. So I guess which motion do you want to take first? Help me out. But let's just move it and get it done.
Doesn't matter. The bid was in first. Let's take the Hunnessy's.
Okay, request for special liquor license HPP. Yeah. Is there anybody that wants to move this at the table? I'm going to move it. Is there a second?
Offered by Marilyn.
It fails for want of a second. Now we're going to do the request for a special liquor license for the VFW. Somebody want to move it?
So moved.
Offered by Mr. Francis.
Is there a second?
No second.
Any discussion? I think we discussed it to death. Do we need a roll call or an all in favor?
For this,
roll call. Roll call vote.
Mr. Francis?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mr. Chiazza?
Yes.
Mr. Urbanski?
Yes.
Mayor Little?
Yes. Okay, number 7 is a request for a game permit for the Highlands Fire Department.
August
29th.
Somebody want to move it?
So move.
Second.
Is there a second?
Quiet back there, please.
I will run the meeting. They are exiting. Mr. Chiazza, give them a chance to get out of the room.
Look out, they're arguing, Mayor. Mayor, you gonna stop that?
No, I'm not. I am really tired of having councilmen and attorneys and clerks and everybody else telling me how to run my meeting.
And I'm gonna call for adjournment.
You've done that before, and the public has been punished.
What are you gonna do? You let the people argue?
Are we voting on the Highlands Fire Department game permit?
I'm waiting for an
all in favor. Aye. Any opposed?
All Highlands.
Number 8 is review of master plan and zoning recommendations. Who is presenting on number 8 on other business?
This is a recommendation that came from the
Chief
Board.
Correct. We need to act on this.
Hey, Chief. You're saying Chief. Wait a minute. Mayor. You just let the people in the back argue for 5 minutes. Now you're saying Chief when I'm hollering.
Nobody slammed anything.
Nerd.
Just have a talk, please. I'm allowed
to talk.
Shaking my shoes.
You can't throw me out of a meeting, Mayor. And you can't throw me out. I'm allowed to speak my opinion.
I'm not throwing anybody out.
You can't throw me out.
I'm asking you to calm down
and
let us finish the meeting, please. We have one item left under other business. We have minutes and public portion. We are almost done. Review of the master plan and zoning recommendations.
Okay, this comes from the planning board.
Thank you.
You have a need to review their recommendations. The governing body is not charged with adopting master plan, but creating ordinances for the zoning changes.
And they make some recommendations in there that you'll need to decide as to whether or not you want to modify the zoning ordinance.
So this is here because we need to move it onto an agenda.
Onto an agenda for and have the ordinances drawn up.
Okay.
But that's the second step. Once we,
I was going to say, first you want to look at it, right?
Correct. Well, first you want to look at what recommendations we want to move to go to a, to ordinances.
Right. Because there may be some you don't want to, even though.
Correct. Even though they've made that recommendation.
All right. So what? It's on for other business tonight.
It's too late to, in my mind. I'm sorry.
Okay. You know what? I really need you people to refrain from doing that to me. Let me get through the meeting. I am trying to be relaxed and cordial, but it's out of control tonight. You gotta stop. Okay, we need to take action on this at some point. I don't want to introduce an ordinance and publish it and then not be able to move it. So why don't we place it on the agenda for the next meeting? Please, let's provide copies to everybody. I guess you have them tonight. So we're going to discuss at the next meeting what's going in the ordinance. The goal is to have an ordinance introduced first meeting in September.
We can plan that.
Let's do that. I need a second person.
August 19th.
Right. I need a second person at the table to agree with me on that so we can move it.
I'll agree.
Thank you very much, John. I appreciate that so much. Now we have minutes, May 20th and June 3rd. Everybody's had a chance to see them.
Mr. Francie was absent on June 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else is present for both meetings.
Okay, so Mr. Francie, okay, we're moving the minutes. Okay, and a second over here from John. I don't know that we need any discussion. Do we need any discussion? Okay, so all in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Okay.
I need Mr. Francie to abstain on,
June 3rd, right? Okay, now. Dare I say, is there a list of the public portion?
I'm sorry.
No, it's not very long. Okay. The first name on the list is John Bentham, 39 Washington.
Madam Mayor, I'm sorry to have to make these comments since the meeting has run so long, but I got an issue that I feel very important the public needs to know about. I was approached not too long ago by a third party regarding some apparent discrepancies in the minutes of Towns Borough Council dated March 18, 2009. This was the meeting when the original Crown's Business Partnership budget was discussed, as A.J. Solomon, no longer previously mentioned, the overwhelming comments of that meeting that night were very positive towards Crown's Business Partnership. I reviewed minutes of that date and found something very interesting. To succinctly break this down, regardless of the positive comments that were made regarding the Highlands Business Partnership and the support for it, virtually none of the positive comments are mentioned in the public record. Indeed, when you look at what is actually included in the public record, it just says that a certain person spoke positively regarding the Highlands Business Partnership. However, almost most of the negative comments are mentioned here verbatim. In other words, if you have something good to say about the Highlands Business Partnership, you're not quoted. If you said something bad about the Highlands Business Partnership, you're quoted verbatim. I know because I requested the records, the recordings of the meetings about how long everybody spoke and what they specifically had to say, and it appears to me that these minutes, from looking at this from an objective point of view, have been skewed to support one position over the other. You can't have the comments from one group of people that have something negative to say included in the minutes, and on the other hand, have positive comments not included in the public record. That's not fair, that's not impartial, and that's not the truth of the situation. And I could go down and keep you guys here at 1 in the morning pointing out all these examples of this, but I'm only going to point out one, because I was at the meeting, I spoke for about 15 minutes regarding this issue, so I got some knowledge regarding it. You indicated, after I spoke, that you're going to note for the record that there's enthusiasm in the room for Mr. Bentham's comments. However, right above that, basically what's noted after my name is that I spoke favorably about the Highlands Business Partnership. Public record doesn't say what I had to say that everybody was so enthusiastic about. I don't think that's fair. I think this represents an intentional manipulation of the public record and a breach of public trust. Sorry. You can't have one side represented this way and not the other side. I'm sorry. And it goes down. It's not sporadic. It's a distinct pattern that's able to be seen by anybody reviewing this record.
Mayor,
I'd like to know why that was. I'd like to know why that happens that way.
Okay.
What is the justification?
I'm going to recognize the clerk. She's asking to be recognized.
The records need only show the actions that were taken at the meeting that night. Okay? There is no absolute requirement that anybody be quoted in minutes verbatim, especially if they're talking for 15 minutes. It takes a lot of time to transcribe 15 minutes of straight talk. When you have the kind of hearing you had on the 18th and so many people spoke, very hard to get in everybody that spoke for such a long time, and you put spoke positively, and we know this person was in favor of it. I don't have the minutes in front of me, so I can't support that. But the record shows what the governing body did and the action that was taken that evening.
But not one positive comment showing the record, yet all of the negative comments are included there. If that was going to be the procedure, then what should have happened was, if somebody had a negative comment about this, that's what it should have said. The record is supposed to be an accurate reflection of the history of that procedure.
Okay. I understand Mr. Bentham's complaint. I do not believe there was any intent here. Maybe it's late at night. I just don't see the intent. But I hear Mr. Bentham's complaint. Let's be more consistent. If we're not going to quote one side, let's not quote anybody.
Yes, ma'am.
All right? And then hopefully that will resolve the issue. I do believe that a verbatim, I mean, this meeting's been going on for hours. We're not going to have a verbatim transcription.
Yeah.
It's just too long. I've paid hundreds of dollars for court transcripts, which are verbatim. It's not going to happen here. The recordings should be kept. They should be on disk so that they are pretty much indestructible, and people should be able to request a recording.
They can.
Okay. So I feel pretty good that we're complying with the law there.
But they can get them.
But I think we should probably refrain from quoting anybody if we're not going to quote everybody, and then these complaints can't happen. I was going off the list. That's okay. Don Mandrot, I think, left. Drew Eldridge, hi. You're next.
Drew Eldridge, Commander, 6902. I just really want to thank you all. I know you all have a very difficult job, but I mean that. Thank you all very much for doing what you do, and we'll see you at the clan.
Okay, and we will all come over to the beer garden.
Thank you.
Okay. Art Gallagher is next on the list. Did he leave the room?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A.J. Solomon is also on the list. I think she left the room. So that would leave you, Ms. Braswell. You're not on the list, but you did raise your hand. Please don't go on too long.
We had discussed the board of directors has been provided with the tape, even though many of them are there.
Oh, I'm Mr. Benson.
And a copy of the minutes are very troubled and very, we do not feel that it was an intentional board.
Okay. Okay.
And we have discussed something about transcribing, so we'd like to know, is there an option, what can we do instead of, just having that as the public record?
I think the recording, I'm not trying to be
on. We have a copy of the recording.
Yeah, the recording has to be.
Yeah.
I know that the amount of time it takes to verbatim transcribe these minutes.
All the negative comments were carefully articulated in the minutes.
So you want all the positive comments carefully articulated in the minutes.
I'm asking if there's something we can, what is it after the fact? Have the minutes been adopted?
Yes.
Right, because they're online. So I'm just asking, you had mentioned something about transcribing. Could there be something done at this point?
What I mentioned about transcribing is that it's practically impossible. I mean, you can pay hundreds of dollars to a court reporter to sit there and listen and type it up for you. It's a lot of money. And I don't know that we have the staff here to verbatim transcribe a 3 or 4 hour meeting. I mean, there's summary minutes. I understand your point. I understand Mr. Bentham's point.
And it really will be taken into consideration. When I review the minutes, I'll have to review them a little more in detail.
Yeah, and my suggestion is going to be all or nothing. If we're not quoting everybody, then don't quote anyone.
Right.
Because I think the idea of actually verbatim transcribing is probably out of the question.
What we're asking is that the
Do you want to make suggestions for what should be included in the minutes?
When presented to the board of directors, like what course of action can we take when we don't want to settle for what's been the public record?
Transcribe yourself.
Transcribe. That's what I'm asking. So we're able to do that, and then what?
You have to present it to us. We will have to listen to it and make sure that it's correct. And then if the council agrees that it's correct, they'll adopt it as an addition to the summary minutes, if you choose to do that. If it's verbatim transcription and it's validated that way, I don't see why it can't be done.
I suppose you can do whatever you want, but the point of all of this is, and I understand what the two individuals in the audience said, but the point of the minutes are that it is really not a verbatim. It's essentially just a recordation of the discussions and actions that were taken at the meeting. It could have just as easily said...
But I'm going to tell you right now. I've been sitting in positions as an elected official where I put my statements in writing, and I required on the record that they be attached, because I've been the subject of this kind of thing. Now, is it intentional by the person who's recording the minutes? Probably not. But it bothers a person when you take the time to try to make a record and it's not there when you're done. So, I mean, I do understand the point. I don't want to believe that someone I'm working with professionally would intentionally do something like that, so I'm choosing not to. You know, that's where I'm at on it. And she's asserting that she didn't, so I'm going to accept that. But what can they do about making the record? No. You know, if we hadn't adopted them, we could have amended them. Now that they're adopted, you know...
We didn't really learn until after the fact, by the time everyone had an opportunity on the board to hear the tape. And I guess that's what it is, what you just said, that everybody took the time to come here and be heard.
I understand that.
And feel not only as a constituent who was ignored,